Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
A fairly strong day for grain futures here at the middle of the week. And we were up 2.5 cents in corn. Corn continues its climb and maintains that $4 level as support. So that's pretty good going forward as long as it stays above $4. Of course, if it breaks that support level, things could turn around. Bean futures higher as well today, up 2.5 to 4 cents. The front month, which is January, a 10.26 up 2.5. Some people saying that it should go back down below $10, but it's going to be hard for beans or corn for that matter to sell off in the face of what wheat's doing. Wheat closed higher today, the highest prices since July, of 23.25 in July of 2015, 683.75. Again, this is the highest price level we have seen in the past 6 months or so. So really good outlook technically for Kansas City wheat. Now, the fundamentals really aren't all that positive. Nothing's really changed here in the U.S. Matter of fact, the crop's actually looking better as we go forward here. So not any real concern on the fundamentals for the wheat futures. Of course, there's some sort of a freeze and they talk about winter kill. But wheat's a pretty resilient crop and you have to kill it more than the 9 times.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The Federal Open Market Committee statement today from Janet Yellen sounded like it was going to be what they call dovish, meaning they're going to keep interest rates relatively low for the foreseeable future. But that could change at any time. They're saying that they may also raise them in 2015, but for now it looks like they're going to keep them lower. That's considered bullish for commodities. Of course, hasn't been bullish for the cattle market, but the other things do seem to be firming up here, including crude oil, which has been pummeled over the past month or so. It's higher on the day now and about $2 off of its contract low. Now back to grains. Tomorrow morning we have the export sales report regularly scheduled tomorrow morning. For beans, we're expecting 600 to 800. For wheat, 250 to 450. And corn, 650 to 850. There isn't any really surprises expected there. Earlier this week, Chinese came out and made their statement in Chicago that they're going to buy at least 1 million metric tons in 2015 from the U.S. So that's kind of a big deal. Their commitment to the U.S. and our grain markets has been really strong over the past year, and it looks like it'll continue into 2015, possibly why they are so strong at this point.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, February live cattle closing down 292 at 155.82. April down 255 at 155.55. Feeder cattle again down the $3 limit. January at 216.60. March at 212.25. February lean hogs down 120 at 80.47. And April down 152 at 81.90. In the grains, March Kansas City wheat closing up at 26 and three quarters at 681 and a half. May up 26 and a half at 684 and a half. March Chicago wheat up 25 and a quarter at 648 and a half. March corn up 2 1/4 at 408 and a quarter. May up 2 at 416 and a half. January soybeans up 3 1/2 at 1027. March up 4 at 1035 and a quarter. March cotton 87 higher at 6065 and May up 78 at 6116. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.